All righty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, in for the great Sandy Beach here, News Radio 930 WBEN. It's been a while since we've had a chance to fill in.
Yes, there we go. This doesn't work here. It doesn't work for me here. Yeah. I know you're shocked by that. Tony's like, no way. The equipment always works here.
Anyway, welcome to the show. And filling in actually for Beamer. Beamer's been doing a lot of the Fridays.
Yeah.
Of course,
the great Sandy Beach and O Beamer.
And O Beamer, yeah. Of course, we gave Beamer his start, right? Beamer was our producer for many minutes. Beamer started as our call screener, moved to producer, right. And then we allowed him to actually talk a little bit on air. Next thing you know, he's got his own Friday show.
Of course he did. He scraped a little bit of our talent off. Every bit of his success is owed to the Financial Guys.
I agree. Anyway, we're going to talk, obviously, about COVID this morning. We're going to have some guests on today. We're going to have Dr. Pamela Popper calling in. You know, I hear a constant drumbeat of similar doctors with the similar a viewpoint of, well, it's facts. Well, it's science.
Yeah, where are they, though?
Well, it's proven. And to be honest with you, we've talked about this a while. None of this is proven.
No.
You know, some of this is they've got some kind of studies going on some stuff, but most of it's just conjecture, right? Most of it is observational, saying, well, they didn't get it because these factors were in play. Or I heard somebody, I think it was Wednesday maybe, say, well, we know for a fact that the masks and the lockdowns and the social distancing worked.
No, we don't.
But
they don't actually have studies with facts.
No, we don't. And if you look at places like South Dakota that never had a mask or never had a lockdown or you know, I think there was 9 states in total.
And then look.
Not much difference.
Let's take the states that actually did lock down, right? There was an article from I think it was on WGRZ, a pregnant lady who said she was locked down. She had COVID while she was giving a birth. And I felt very sympathetic to her.
Sure,
she sounded like a beautiful lady. But she's like, I can't believe I got it. I wore a mask all the time. I social distanced. I never went anywhere. I stuck in my house. You know what's funny is Mr. Cuomo did the same study a few weeks ago. And he said he was shocked as well because 7 out of 10 people that got it did exactly what he told them to do, which is hide in your house and don't go anywhere.
That's right.
So that's not working. It's not working. And I guess if we want to use, quote, science, I don't know. We're numbers. Guys, if 7 out of 10 people are getting it by hiding from it, I don't know. Just saying, it's not working.
Right,
it's not working. But the virus is doing exactly what we said it was would. And by the way, for those of you who have listened to our Saturday show, you know that we were very, very. I think one of the very few people who said this is totally ridiculous.
I think
the only.
And we took arrows, slings, death threats.
Yes, death threats.
We took death threats, folks, for saying that we shouldn't shut down the economy, carte blanche.
Ever,
right.
Ever.
Now we talked about at least I did for the first couple weeks. I know you were anti from the day one, Mike. Mm-hmm. I was good with a couple. Of weeks. I was good with bars and restaurants just to see what was going to happen.
I knew it would be all BS.
They're going to shut this down again. Cuomo is acting like a dictator. And I got to tell you, folks, when I'm going to play some clips today about this too. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
That's
the theme of today's show, by the way. What the heck are we doing?
Is it worth it?
But what are we doing here? This is Dave McKinley, by the way. I printed this off. He was at one of Poloncarz's with the health commissioner. One of Poloncarz's daily briefings, right? And so this is Gail Bernstein, health commissioner. Bernstein encourages you to report your family members, coworkers, friends, or enemies if they have traveled to any of the 31 states on the New York travel advisory list and did not self-quarantine. By the way, this is communism, folks.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
This is exactly what Stalin did. This is exactly what Lenin did.
Are you nuts? By the way, there is a 0% chance your kids are going to die. They're talking about sending kids back to school at mass. They've already,
Read that again. I want people to understand what this means.
They have canceled fall sports for kids. Do you understand what you're doing to their mental health? Do you have any clue?
And their future.
Any clue? And their future.
Some of these kids are on par to get a scholarship from college, right? You're destroying.
Yes.
You're destroying these kids' opportunities.
And by the way,
for a 0.0000000% chance that your child is going to
die. Way higher probability they get killed in a car accident on the way to school.
But when you start talking about when you have people like this.
Yes. So, let's read this again.
Who is this guy again, by the way?
The health commissioner, Dr. Gail Bernstein.
Of New York?
I guess. Bernstein encourages you to report your family members. She was with Poloncarz, so she's probably the Erie County Health Commissioner.
We got to get this lady on for next Friday. Yeah. This is crazy.
Bernstein encourages you to report your family members, coworkers, friends, or enemies if they have traveled to any of the 31 states.
I have a report.
Travel advisory.
I have a report. Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
He just left the state.
That's right. That's
he just left the state.
The
I'm reporting him right here on the air right now. I'm reporting him.
For those
right?
of you on the left that think Cuomo's doing such a good job, what is wrong with your mental state?
Jeez,
seriously.
Beats.
You need some
propaganda.
Help.
Propaganda works.
You need help.
Propaganda
right?
works.
I mean, the fact that he goes to Georgia and travels to Georgia to what? Consult them? You've got the highest deaths in the world.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
Well, guess what? Here, I'm going to let you on a little secret, Andrew. We're $70 billion in debt. You can do a Zoom meeting to Georgia and tell them not to stuff COVID positive patients back in a nursing home. You could do that, right? You could also do, and we should play the clip because it's just too ridiculous to get your head around, right? But you could also tell them through a Zoom meeting that if they have ventilators and they need them, they should use them, right?
Right.
And then your genius idea, if a hospital is full and you've got an empty one down the street, use that one. But I think we could do that all through Zoom.
Right.
I think we could actually probably a phone call. But Zoom is this new technology, Andrew, where you can see each other and talk.
Right. Right.
And,
right.
And by the way,
there was no need for you to fly to Georgia.
By the way, Dirtball,
if that's what you felt like.
By the way, Dirtball, you went there and you were not social distancing at all.
No, no.
Not wearing a mask.
Nope.
There's pictures of him all over the internet hugging people and, you know, embracing people in a room full of 50 people without a mask. Right.
Yep.
So it's okay. And by the way, you left wing. I'd love to hear from you today. Like, what do you, what, when you see those pictures, what goes through your brain to think, oh, this guy's doing a great job. I think I'll wear a mask today. I think, and the new norm, I can't stand that. This is a new norm. Not for me, it's not. I'm not spending the rest of my life wearing a mask, and I'm certainly not ruining my child's immune system by forcing them to wear a mask. Not going to happen with me. By the way, and where does it end? Where does it end, right? Where does it end? Is it worth it? I can tell you it's not. I've predicted from day one that we will lose way, 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 way more people globally, and I will be absolutely, and I am going to be right, by doing what we're doing. We will lose, we will starve millions of people globally
yep.
with the contraction in the economy, right? We, by the way, I hear, well, Mike, the normal flu might kill 60,000 people. We've killed 145,000. No, we haven't. No, what's in those numbers are crack addicts that have died. What's in those numbers are motorcycle accident victims. What's in those numbers are car accident victims. What's in those numbers are cancer victims. We can't believe a word, right? And then we were told, hey, look, if you just get tested and when you test positive, then we'll know that this virus is way less deadly. So now a bunch of people in Florida go get tested. 9.8% out of 100, supposedly out of 110 places test positive, they change that number to 98.5
right.
and say, holy cow, it's a hot spot.
Right.
Look at the deaths, folks. The deaths are going down. This virus is doing what we told you it would do, which is start to mutate itself down. Right.
Which is what all the viruses
which
do.
Which is what they
right?
do. Right.
So Dr. Birx, for those of you that say, wow, financial guys, you're not doctors. Well, but Dr. Birx is, right? Dr. Deborah Birx has been on the briefings with Dr. Fauci and all this stuff.
Yep.
She said, this is a Business Insider article, and there was a meeting over the weekend, and I've got this not only from this Business Insider, but also a source that we have that is in the White House as well. Dr. Birx said, there is nothing, this is a quote, there is nothing from the CDC that I can trust.
Yes.
Okay,
nothing.
So
These stats are all BS.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force Response Coordinator, Dr. Birx, said in a recent meeting, there is nothing from the CDC I can trust, the Washington Post reported on Friday. Birx and others reportedly feared that the CDC data tracking system was inflating coronavirus statistics like death rates and case numbers, which we know now has been true. The FDC is looking at a Texas testing center that was way off with the numbers.
Yep.
Florida, there was a Fox News station, Orlando, did the review and found that they just looked at these numbers. Can't be right.
No.
They started looking at the VA hospital, the Orlando hospital. It went on to be like 100 hospitals.
Yeah, over 100.
100 hospitals.
Yeah, over 100.
Anyway,
yeah.
but we get back to the... get back to the Erie County Health Commissioner. Thank you for the tweet, by the way, or the text, by the way, about the Berenson. But you're talking about somebody that's advocating turning in your friends and your family.
And your
right?
enemies.
What
and
are
your
you
enemies.
Doing?
This is communism,
what are you doing?
Folks. And she says, turn in your enemies. What?
Turn in your enemies.
So
right.
what? If a kid made me mad in high school, would I track him down?
Yep.
yep. Blow him in?
This is what we come to. Is it worth it,
by
folks?
The way, we had a false
is
case.
Is it worth it?
We had a call this week from, I promised I wouldn't share names, but they got, they were tested positive, and a sheriff friend of theirs or a police officer friend of theirs said, hey, just so you know, I hope hope you're okay. And he said, what do you mean? He said, well, you're on the COVID list for a positive. He goes, I didn't even go get a test.
Right.
Oh, okay. These numbers are perfect. These are everything. By the way, this is everything what government agencies do, right?
Yeah.
We pay them to mess up, by the way. And we probably won't even get into this. We'll get into some of the Poland Cars clips from this because he's a real gem, by the way. But so we've got folks on Poland Cars' payroll getting overtime, even though most of those government agencies are closed.
Right.
Yet we did get a few calls from some police officers who are owed some overtime who haven't been paid yet, right?
Right.
And we're crushing the service industry, which is a huge part of our overall economy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, people are rightfully so. Some of them are scared, right? Remember in the beginning, folks, we were told we were going to lose 2 million people. Now, I know what you're saying. Even with heroin overdoses, even with motorcycle accidents, even with all these fake numbers, we're only at 145,000. What is the real number? I don't know. Is it 40,000? Is it 20,000? Is it 50,000? I don't know.
Could be 80.
It's not 145,000. We know that.
Well, what the CDC came out, not that I believe them, but according to them, a couple weeks ago, they reclassified it as about a third died with COVID, not from COVID,
right.
Like the motorcycle accident in Florida.
Right.
When you start to look at the, say, a third, okay, well, a third, now you knock off, now you're down to like under 100,
yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. Yeah. I want to remind everybody. Tuberculosis.
Way, we were told 2 million people are going to die in this country. Two million.
Tuberculosis, to this day, every year, kills 1.5 million people.
Yep.
Every year.
Every year.
We have treatments for that. Mm-hmm. We have vaccinations for that.
Don't tell them break.
All right, 803, if you want to join us,
you better wear a mask now for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. And by the way,
it'll be a burqa soon.
And this is not a knock on Wilson's building. I know you're probably doing the New York State garbage, but
yes.
So they put wraps on the door handles.
I like that.
Here.
They're filthy.
Yeah. right. So the COVID you can't catch from the metal handle, but if you put the wrap on it, that stops. Okay, I got it.
All right, we're going to take a very short break. If you want to join us, 803-0930, star 930 is a free call on a hell. Free call on a cell, star 930. It's been a while, folks. I'm used to doing the Financial Guys Radio Network because we're, you know, the Financial Guys on Saturday now from 1 to 3.
We do manage money, by the way.
We do manage money. That broadcasts across multiple markets in Florida and Rochester and multiple
stations.
We're a
big thing now. We're a big thing.
Exactly. So we plug different. Anyway, 1-800-616-9236, 803-0930, and star 930.
Filling in for the great Sandy Beach and Joe Beamer.
We'll be right back. Yeah, that's all right. If you want to join us, 803-0930, star 930. We do have a couple open phone lines, 1-800-616-9236.
Just wanted to read the nice text that some liberal sent in, stick to finances. Can you bring that up here? Where is that? Stick to financial, you idiots.
Oh, thanks.
There's nothing better than being called an idiot on a Friday.
We never
morning.
Talk about finances.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever listened to the Saturday show, but it's been quite some time. Weekend we will.
A place where money meets politics, and we always talk about that. And by the way, don't tell me that politics doesn't drive money. It does, right? The last collapse was a financial crisis caused by the Clintons, which, you know, they forced people to hand out mortgages to anybody, right? And then Bill Clinton created a subprime mortgage market, right? And it didn't hit when Billy was in office. It hit later on, right? So, you know, like Obamacare didn't hit when Obama was in office. In fact, he strategically put all the fees after he left office, right? So he wouldn't be forced to pay the fees. Trump would be. Yeah.
So the Erie County Health Commissioner is asking you to rat out your friends, family, and enemies, right? That was exactly what Lenin and Stalin did in communist Russia to break down the family unit and get people to turn on each other. And we are turning on each other, folks. This is getting out of control, okay?
Yes.
Forget what you believe about masks and all this stuff.
Fights in Walmart,
There was somebody shot in California for not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
People are getting in each other's faces for not wearing a mask. Listen, if somebody's not wearing a mask, you are not the mask police.
Right.
Okay? Go about your business and do your own thing.
Yeah.
If you feel the need to report somebody and call the sheriff's department, be my guest.
Yeah. But, and by the way,
just telling you, from a confrontation standpoint, what are we doing, right?
That's right.
You got the Governor Cuomo saying chicken wings are not a meal. This is what Chavez did, by the way. Chavez in basically socialist slash communist Venezuela.
He now determine what a meal is for you, by the way.
So he's telling you, you can't serve this. Only a sandwich with soup.
With soup.
Is because so in Venezuela.
What size sandwich, by the way? What size sandwich? That's what I would
Right? Is it a half a sandwich? Does that count?
What if it's a mini, mini, mini little sandwich, right?
In Venezuela, the dictator there, basically Hugo Chavez, now you got Maduro, they would tell the store owners what they could sell, what prices they could charge, when they could be open. They were dictating how long they had to be open. They were dictating everything, right?
Exactly what we're
doing. This is what we're doing.
Exactly
Cuomo is now saying you can only serve, you can't have alcohol without food. Okay, fine. So
my intention was for people not to hang out and have a good time.
I love the entrepreneurs.
Hey, they might be listening to rock music
soon. God forbid, right? I love the entrepreneurs. entrepreneurs that come out with the dollar menus and things like that. Well, great idea.
I'll tell you what, these entrepreneurs are real heroes, by the way. Real heroes, and they're dying. They are trying to do everything they can to survive, and it is funny and it's cool, but it's not funny. I mean, we're talking to restaurant owners that have been around for 17 years, 20 years, and they're like, I don't know how much longer I can do this for. I can't, right? And by the way, the whole, how stupid is this? You need to wear a mask to get your seat, and then you can take your mask off. In outdoor dining.
It's
I don't want to live like this. I really don't. And you're crushing, and we will be 100% right. The suicides and the starvation from the liberal left, and by the way, you Republicans are just as much to blame because you should be fighting this every single day. Yeah. Trump should be talking about the fake numbers, right? We on our podcast the other day pulled out articles of motorcycle victims that were listed as COVID deaths, right? That's what the president should be talking about, right? Polling cars, if we can play the clip the other day, he said, well, if you didn't have it, it means you weren't exposed to it. You didn't run into somebody with it. No, that's not what it means, Mark. Stop scaring people, Mark. That's not what it means because lots of people have been exposed to it. They're just not getting it, right? We have clients that the husband had it, the wife didn't get it, and they slept in the same bed for weeks every single day.
We have
quarantined, Mark, together.
Yeah, we have a colleague in Florida. Both of their daughters got it, and the parents didn't get it. Right?
Live together.
We have somebody we know in out where I live in Alden, and you know the son got it. The rest of the family didn't. Mm-hmm. A couple quick texts here, and then we're going to go to a break. Let's see. I got called out for walking the wrong direction in a garden center again.
Right.
What are we doing, folks?
These people are nuts.
You're not the police. That's the enforcers.
Is that the way we want to live?
Seriously.
Over a flu that we know is going away. And by the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We post a lot of this stuff. But we talked about this, the direction of the way it was going to go, right? And it could go through other states and sort of peak a little bit and come back down, right? It's doing exactly what we said it would do. It's doing what the flu normally does, right? Yep. In the beginning, was it a harsher form of the flu? It was. It's not anymore, by the way. I think there's 3 people on ventilators in Erie County, but yet we're still wrapping our kids up in hazmat suits to go to school. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Right. Pamela Popper, Dr. Popper, on the other side of the break.
We have a doctor.
We're going to talk to her and see what she has to say. I think you're going to get a different viewpoint from her, so stay tuned. 803-0930-930 if you want to join us. We'll be right back. You've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, in for the great Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I love it. That's great. So Tony Caligiuri here is making fun of Mike and I. Mike's got like pink pants on. I'm wearing like a...
Real men get away with this, Tony.
Like a blue, I don't know. Kelso post some pictures on our Twitter feed and Facebook page. If you don't follow us there, you should. At FinGuys or... Tony's like, you guys look like you walked right out of Miami Vice. Like, seriously?
Didn't that guy had a cool car, though, didn't he? Didn't he have a Ferrari or something? I don't have a Ferrari. I can't hear you.
Ferrari Testarossa.
Yeah, see?
Cool.
So if you could buy me one of those, I'd fit the bill.
Frank, two of them.
doesn't Beach have a lot of cars? He's a car guy.
Yeah, and he loves Ferraris, that's for sure.
So maybe he could loan us one of them. Just to drive in here when we were asked occasionally to fill in.
Franklin screening our calls. You'll have to Google that because you're young.
Yeah.
So. No idea what Miami Vice is, but anyway. We're spitting images now, though.
We used to watch it on a DVR. DVD. What was the alert?
VHS. VHS tape.
VHS was the first one, right?
Wait a minute. Then VCR. Back then. Good Lord.
Just a little bit after beta tapes.
Beta tapes. That's right.
Yeah, we should do an old classic show sometime.
Right? Seriously. Yeah. All right. 803-0930. You've got the financial guys, by the way. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, in for the great Sandy Beach here. We're going to go to our special guest in a second. I will say that we will get to your calls, I promise you, if you're on hold. Bob, Mark, John, we're going to get to all of you as soon as we possibly can. But we do have a special guest. We wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a different viewpoint than I think what you hear in the mainstream media. You know, we know that they've been, you know, messing with the numbers, whether it's intentional or whether it's just simply incompetence. I'm not quite sure, but we know that in Florida we had 10 times the amount of cases were being reported. We know that the federal government is investigating a testing facility in Texas that was processing a lot of the Florida tests. We know that Dr. Birx just this weekend said that she does not trust any of the numbers coming out of the CDC after they were found to be commingling the testing numbers from people that were testing and then the antibodies. antibody test and commingling all those together. So what are the new true numbers? We don't know.
We know we've included heroin overdoses and motorcycle accidents and auto accidents into the mix. We know that people have died with cancer riddled through their body, yet we've listed them as COVID. We know that. We've seen the death certificates, by the way. We've had clients that have been in that position, right? We know they've had cancer for a while. We know the primary reason they passed away was cancer, but yet they marked it as COVID-19.
Right. Crazy. Yeah. We're going to welcome our special guest, Dr. Pamela Popper.
Can I just say, some of you liberals who are listening to us right now because it's just a car wreck and you can't turn it off and you're sending us a nasty text, one of them was Mike and Glenn are not doctors. Okay, let's get a doctor. Let's have Pamela Popper on.
Yeah. By the way, just before I bring on Dr. Popper, for those of you that are thinking, well, why would these guys alienate half the market? Well, I'm not going to ever do business with them. Please don't call my office or send me something message on Twitter or Facebook explaining to Mike and Glenn how we should run our business.
Right.
We are the fastest and one of the largest firms in Western New York. Fastest growing and one of the largest firms in Western New York.
We're the
only one-stop shop in Western New York. We have been doing this shtick for 20 plus years on the radio multiple markets.
We want to work with people
that think like us,
right? And
well,
so
companies are drawing lines, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing though. Like, don't call us and tell us how to run our business. Here's what I would encourage you to do. Why don't you run your own business, right?
Yeah.
Or better yet, why don't you take some of your own money and give it to a restaurant that is starving now because of your pro never open policies?
Right.
How about that, right? Take your paycheck, especially some of you government workers who have been getting overtime, and donate it to some of these restaurants, right? Really, truly. Here.
No,
here's $1,000.
No,
we want to keep you around.
Some nasty messages on Facebook.
No.
You know, the companies are drawing lines, folks, right? So you've got Nike has chosen their side, right? Mm. The NFL clearly has chosen their side, Kaepernick and Black Lives Matter kneeling. Budweiser, conversely, has now put blue stripes on their trucks, signifying their support for our law enforcement officers. They have chosen their side. Our side, folks, we have been crystal clear about the side that we have been on for 20 years. We know what we're doing. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Pamela Popper. Hi, Dr. Popper. How are you?
I'm good. It's wonderful to be back with you. We had a good time last time.
I know. Yeah. Pamela was on our Saturday show. So for those of you who don't catch our Saturday program, she was so awesome. And we had so many great reviews from the show that we had to get you back on. And Pamela, you know, you're the owner of Wellness Forum Health, but you've put together a Make Americans Free People Again. And this is so important to me. You know, I keep hearing the rhetoric of this is the new norm. And I think, oh, my gosh, like, I don't want this to be the new norm. This can't be the new norm. And, you know, originally we were told that 2 million people in this country would die. That's how bad this was going to be. And we aren't even close to that. We aren't even close. They're at 145,000. And again, if you've heard some of it, we've been talking about the fact that motorcycle accidents and everything else are included in that number. We have no idea what the real number is, but it's not even close to that. Can we talk a little bit about some of the predictions that they originally said that we were going to see?
Yeah, and I want to mention something that I think is really important that you guys were talking about a couple minutes ago, and that is that this perception that if you're not a doctor, that you can't talk about this, because data is easy to understand by most people, okay? I've been arguing for 25 years that I've been in business that we've got to stop playing the credentials game, because right now the perception is that Mr. Fauci, I don't call him doctor anymore, is the most credentialed person. Now, he's lied about most things, and he changes his mind every 24 hours, but if we're going to play the credentials game, we're all going to dance to his tune, and we're all going to end up bankrupt, and the country's going to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is have a discussion about data, and as soon as somebody starts the, you can't talk about this because you don't have the right credentials, I know that they don't have the right data, because if you can't defend your data, then what you do is you attack the person who's contradicting you, all right? So for the record, I'm trained as a naturopath, and naturopaths are second-class citizens in the healthcare world, but I am really, really good at research and data, and I'm happy to meet anybody, any place, and talk about the data. If you want to talk about credentials, that's a whole different discussion. It has really nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Now, so to the data, you know, the Imperial College of London was the basis for Birx and Fauci to declare to the United States we're going to have 2 million deaths. And within a very short period of time, it turned out that it was not only was that model 96% off, all right, but also that the guy who had developed it had a track record of doing the same thing again and again and again. Now, this was not his first rodeo. Mm-hmm. He's an incompetent moron who has only been able to hold on to his position because the way it is in the world, once you have an academic position, even if you kill somebody in front of 150 people, it's really hard to get rid of you. So you can be incompetent, you can be wrong, you can decimate, you can cost billions of dollars. The UK had already lost billions of dollars many years ago when he was off by a few hundred percent. He was off by thousands of percent here. Okay, so the first thing is, why didn't Birx and Fauci, if they're so darn smart, why didn't they check out this guy before they used his model?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys. I run a business. Before we hire people, we check them out.
Yes, okay. Right.
They didn't do that.
But do a little due diligence on it, right? I mean, you're talking about being off by 96%. That's amazing, right? The problem is, Pamela, is the minute you do that, right, it's like we always talk about the Duke rape case. You know, they were accused of raping those exotic dancers, and then it was found out that there was a total lie. But for the rest of their life, there's going to be people questioning that, right? There's going to be people believing that they really raped this young lady. And it's the same here. Like, the minute they scared the daylights out of people, it's tough to get that back.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Either they're incompetent, and then they should have been fired. They should be fired. They should have been fired a long time ago.
Yes.
This was a deliberate attempt to pull off this hoax. Either way, they should be gone.
Yes.
All right. So they just, it was known fairly early in the game what this guy had done, and they didn't change course, which means they're incredibly incompetent, or this was a deliberate attempt to hurt the country, to decimate the country, to kill Americans. I mean, either way, they should be tried as criminals, in my opinion. So, and then you go on from there. So we were going to have 2 million deaths based on this made-up report that was based on nothing. And we've, as you mentioned, we've had, they say, 145,000. And my guess is that it's probably less than half that.
Yeah.
And they're already adjusting numbers all over the place right now. And one thing that's happened, you can kind of see the rats running around in the sewer trying to find what they're going to do with themselves, because as soon as Trump announced that the data was going to bypass the CDC and go directly to HHS, everybody's trying to adjust their numbers, and there's all this confusion.
Right.
Connecticut said they were 62.5% off on the test.
Right.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
It's unreal. That blows my mind, though, Pamela. Like 62%, 96% off, and we're still talking about sending kids to school with hazmat suits on.
We're making decisions based on data that we know is not good,
yes.
Right? I mean, I'm not talking about decisions like, yeah, maybe we open the parks or not. I'm talking about decisions that are going to affect a kid who can't get a scholarship for the rest of their life.
Yes.
You're talking about, you know, 90. I'm looking at a headline in the Buffalo News. 94% or 24% of nursing homes in the state will be eligible. What about the other 76?
Yeah.
Like, what if you're,
can't see your loved
one
in a nursing home?
We couldn't have funerals.
I cannot see my grandmother in a nursing home. I can talk to her through a glass door window on a phone.
It's so sad.
Absolutely,
it's
ridiculous.
So sad. But if we don't have, we're making those kind of decisions. Like, you don't get to see your grandmother, you know, pass away in her last hours of nursing home. Based on what?
Based on
data.
That are 96% wrong.
Yeah, based on data that's wrong. Dr. Popper, we got to take a very short break. We're going to come back and ask you some more questions.
Can you with us?
Yeah, you're okay sticking with us for a bit?
I'm good.
Okay,
awesome.
Great. We got a question that came in. I didn't see this, but on the text board, can you guys ask her what she knows about Fauci and the new report out by John Solomon about Fauci and his career? Hannity had him on last night. I didn't see that, but talking about his checkered past and yada, yada, yada.
And we'll
so maybe you can comment about that.
We'll talk more about the actual data with a doctor, okay? We do manage money for a living, so you can go to thefinancialguys.com, and we're a one-stop financial shop. So if you need help, we can actually shop your home and auto. We have a division, over 25 companies we can shop. Of course, retirement planning, estate planning. So if you have financial questions, talk about COVID, but we'd be happy to entertain those calls. I'll be back in the office till 6 o'clock tonight, and if you have questions, go to our website. If you're a liberal and you're disgusted with the show, please don't tell us how to run our business.
Yeah, don't even bother to call us.
Yeah. We know how to do it. We run your own business.
If you think like us. Yeah. All right, very short break. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, in for the great Sandy Beach. We'll be right back. You've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and in for the great Sandy Beach here. We're going to go right back to our special guest. We only have a few minutes left with her. Dr. Popper, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We've only got about maybe 3 or so minutes here left in this segment, unfortunately.
We can keep her. Maybe one more segment.
Yep. Wanted to get back to you. I don't know if you had any additional comments on Fauci or if you knew anything about the John Solomon report or not. If you want to start there, and then we can move on to some of the other stuff.
I like data. I want to talk about masks with you too, Pamela.
All right. So I do know, I didn't see the Solomon report last night because I was teaching, but I do know a little bit about Mr. Fauci because I'm writing a book about this called COVID Operation, and there's a nice little chapter about Fauci in there. And Fauci is a person who, I guess the best way to just sum it all up, because we don't have time to get into the details, is that he is a person who does exactly the opposite of what you're supposed to do in science. He makes up his mind about what he thinks about something, and then he goes about making the world conform to his preconceived notions instead of really making this all about scientific discovery. So, for example, he decided many, many years ago that HIV was the cause of AIDS. He predicted, he did this whole scare everybody half to death, everybody's going to die kind of thing. It was a very similar playbook. Well, the truth started emerging that probably it wasn't a virus that was causing AIDS. I've never known a virus to select people by sexual preference, for example, or predisposition. And there, when there had been 4,600 and some cases of people who had AIDS-defining diseases and were not HIV positive, he just created a new category of disease. He just invented a disease. And decided, because he needed to get rid of those 4,600 plus inconvenient cases. And at one point in time, I read an interview when I was looking into his background where his sister was asked about him, and she made a comment that that he has a stubborn streak. I mean, he makes up his mind about something, and facts just don't dissuade him. And so he's doing the same thing here. You notice that instead of just coming clean and saying, thank God we know now, it isn't going to be so bad, and we can start returning the country to normal, he has no intention or desire. He's like the worst kind of physician. He doesn't really care what happens to his patients, which right now are the American people. He shows complete callous disregard for the devastating consequences of the god-awful things that he does. And so he should have been gone a long time ago. I could tell, if we have more time, I could tell you
about
the horrific.
Do you mind if we will hold you through the break here? It's about 5 minute break, so you can get a cup of coffee and come back. Is that okay?
That's fine.
And by the way, you were talking about a smart virus. We were talking about HIV, but this one's really smart, Pamela. Like, if you protest and you get 300,000 people together holding hands and smashing windows, you can't catch COVID. Right. But if you go into a restaurant here in New York and you hang out with your good friend that you hang out with anyways, your neighbor, right, and you want to go for a beer, COVID everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, COVID everywhere.
Even
you got to destroy as many restaurants as we can because they're COVID catchers. COVID catchers.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Dr. Pamela Popper, we will talk to you on the other side of the top of the hour break. If you want to join us, folks, we will get to your calls and questions as well in the next hour, I promise.
Bob, Mark, John, stick with us here.
803-0930 and star 930. You've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.